Right. Marty Lurie here at KNBR 680 with Evan Longoria. So I was saying, the team is playing good baseball. For me, that's the key to the whole deal.
Yeah, I mean, we've had, you know, our fair share of ups and downs this year, and I feel like the games that we haven't won, we played pretty sloppy. You know, there wasn't really much you could say about it other than, you know, we didn't play well enough to win. It wasn't, you know, there was no other excuse for it. And now, you know, we've turned the corner. I think we're securing the ball better defensively right now. You know, pitchers are setting the tone early. We've had great starts as of late. And it's allowed our offense, I think, to kind of settle in. You know, obviously getting out to early leads offensively is a big focus of ours, trying to take some pressure off the pitching, and we've been doing that as of late, and then being able to add on late in the game, you know, which makes it even easier when you can, you know, kind of build that picket fence and keep adding to the lead and, you know, make it a little bit easier for the pitchers.
Evan Longoria with us. What I love to talk about is the 162. And I think this team is a great example of the 162. The first couple of months, you kind of figure out who you are, and then you sort of fine-tune it a little bit, and then you're off to the races.
It's a long season for a reason. And this division is tight right now. You know, there's, I think, only 4.5 game separation or something, top to bottom. And so that's fun. You know, we I think we kind of knew that coming in, that this is a tough division, and we're going to be playing against quality competition, and we're going to have to play 162 games to be where we want to be at the end. And I don't think anybody has lost, you know, that focus and that belief. And we've had some bumps and bruises along the way. We've dealt with some things that, of course, every team deals with. I think we've done a great job of, just plugging away. And we've had some guys come up and help us. And we've had some great performances. And that's what you need. I mean, championship caliber teams have to be able to do that. They have to be able to fill the void when you lose some of your guys. And we've done that. And getting bummed back, Johnny's not far behind. Shark's not far behind. You know, getting Melanson back is a big boost to the bullpen. Obviously, Joe Panic, 3 or 4 games that he's been back, he's been huge for us. And so the pieces are there. You know, now the goal is just to maintain that, continue to get healthy, and just keep playing the way we've been playing.
You know, it's funny. I tell the fans, don't look at 6 games. Don't look at a losing streak. Don't look at 6 of 8, because the next week it's going to be 7 of 8 of the other side. And that's the biggest thing for fans to understand, because we're in the playoff mode right now, the NBA and the hockey, where you lose 2 games and all of a sudden people are jumping ship. But baseball is different. You can't look at it. You have to look at the bigger picture and not get tied up in 1 week of ball.
Yeah, I mean, I think there is some credence to that. But, I mean, at the same time, I think the big focus has got to be, not letting yourself fall into those big slumps. You know, because especially as tight as this division is, I mean, it could be 1 or 2 games that separates the top teams. And so if you can find a way, after 2 or 3 games to turn it around and get back going the other direction, those, I think, add up over the course of the year. You know, when you lose 6 or 7 in a row, then the morale isn't very high in the clubhouse, you know, and sometimes that snowball effect is tough to turn around. So, kind of killing the momentum of the bad vibes is important. Being able to avoid sweeps, being able to win close games. I mean, all those things turn the tide of the season, and we've been doing that the last couple games. I think not the immediate last couple games, but in this little streak we're on right now, I mean, we've had a couple games where we've got down early. You know, we found a way to get back into the game and eventually win it, and those are all confidence boosting moments for a team when you know that, you know, 2 or 3 runs early in the game isn't going to beat you.
You know, for you, I said on the air, I talk a lot on the air, by the way, on the weekends, I'm the guy. But I said, this is a gap-to-gap guy. And when I saw you in Wrigley, I said, boy, that gap in Wrigley can't hold you. And then I said the same thing about Colorado. Those gaps are made for you. It's interesting to watch you hit in those parks.
Yeah, I mean, Colorado's a great place to hit. I mean, there's a lot of good places to hit in this division. And, again, the season offensively for position players is much like the season as a team. I mean, you're going to have your ups and downs. And, you know, sometimes balls you hit hard are going to get caught. And sometimes the little bleeders are going to fall. So, we always say they all even out. And I don't know if they all even out, but you know, the goal is obviously just to continue to try and hit the ball in the barrel and have quality at bats. I mean, that's been my biggest focus lately is, you know, trying to work myself into good counts. And, you know, I think my average is a ton better when I get ahead in the count. So, you know, that's the focus right now. And, I mean, offensively, we're getting contributions top to bottom. So I don't think anybody is putting any undue pressure on themselves. And this is, I think, kind of the offense that we imagined we'd have coming into the season.
Baseball 2018, Aaron Judge struck out 8 times in a doubleheader. You know what he said? Tomorrow I'm going to get 5 more at-bats. It's okay.
It is. I mean, you know, that's got to be the mindset. I mean, but you got to really go at-bat to at-bat. I mean, you know, that's the cliche saying. But, I mean, really, it's like we've had games where, you know, myself or somebody else will go 0-for-3, you know, and the game is 1-1 in the eighth, and you're going to have another opportunity to potentially win the game. And it could just be, you know, that one at-bat that turns a tide for you and helps your team win a game. And so that's always kind of my focus is, you know, just take those little moments as individual moments and try and live in them and forget as quickly as you can the past.
You do a good job of it. All right, but you're going to Washington and you're going to Miami. You played them a million times when you were at Tampa. What about those two ballparks?
Washington, I've been there, maybe played there one time. Miami, been there, you know, every year. Good places to play. I mean, I think we're right now, we're kind of happy to be home. You know, we've been on the road quite a bit. We were on the road for quite a while there in May. And so, you know, this is a long road trip coming up. But I think for us right now, this home cooking is doing us some good. And, you know, trying to enjoy these last two here and play a little bit better on the road. You know, we've struggled a little bit on the road and, you know, we got to find a way to turn that around.
Yeah, win on the road. Just want to win half of them if you can, and then take care of business at home, which the Giants are doing. You've been around a lot of young pitchers in your time, and, of course, Tampa Bay had a lot of success bringing people up. There's some young pitchers pitching right now in the Giants in this rotation, 4 out of 5. Maybe Holland's a little bit older. But do you see a glimmer of anything that as they go through this season that it looks better, or what do you look for to see if it's going to look better?
You know, being that I'm not all that familiar, I mean, you know, I've only seen these guys from very briefly in the spring, and then, you know, Suarez. We didn't see Rodriguez all that much in the spring. You know, Beattie, Stratton. I mean, Stratton. You know, Stratton had some success last year too. I mean, he's got a nice little track record going for himself, but. He's been really consistent for us this year. I love the way, you know, Suarez is throwing the ball. Obviously, his last start was really good. And I really like watching Rodriguez pitch. I mean, I think he's got the composure. You know, he has kind of that attitude that you need, but he's really under control. And so there's a lot of positives there. You know, Block, when he was in there, threw the ball well for us. And you need those contributions. I mean, obviously, you know, we'd love to have, you know, a healthy Johnny and a healthy Samardzija. And, you know, now getting Bum back is a huge boost. And I think you really see the impact of a healthy Bum on the rest of the staff, you know, because when you know you got a guy every fifth day that is going to take the ball and go out there and give you, you know, a solid start and be that stopper, it takes a lot of pressure off the rest of the guys, especially when they're young, you know, and so they have somebody to look up to and, you know, just kind of follow that lead.
Yeah, but I was just thinking as you're talking, I mean, you've seen Price, you've seen Archer, Cobb, Andres, Odorizzi, I'll say that. But you've seen guys like this develop. It's interesting.
Yeah, Snell. I mean, Snell's another one who's throwing the ball really well this year. And, yeah, I mean, the Rays, that's, I think, one of the things that they've really obviously prided themselves on is being able to develop pitching, and it's been their philosophy for as long as I've been there, and or as long as I was there, and now it's I mean, this organization, from what I understand, is kind of been built the same way. You know, this ballpark is very conducive to pitching, and they've built themselves kind of around that, and so It's working out right now, and like I said, these guys that we have now, I mean, we're set up pretty good. I mean, you know, Beattie in the minor leagues is another guy that you know, has the ability, the stuff is there, and he's just waiting too. So we've got a lot to be happy about and looking forward to.
You having fun, San Francisco?
I am. Yeah, it's fun to win. I mean, that's you know, that's what I'm here to do, and you know, you can feel that that vibe in the city when we're doing it, and living here is great too. I mean, I just live up the streets, an easy drive. You know, I'm getting used to the neighborhood, places to eat and things to do, and so it's been fun.
Good. All right, yeah, thanks for taking the time. Pleasure.
Okay, thank you.
That's Evan Longoria. More coming up in the Sports Leader.